a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum. I'm your host, Rebecca Kressman, and today we're going to talk about a wonderful event for our community. And actually, it actually supports many people outside our community, too. It's the Huntsman Sports Fest, where this gives us a chance to cycle and run and just be a part of raising research funds for the Huntsman Cancer Institute. So joining us today is Jen Morano. She's the Director of Events at the Huntsman Cancer Foundation. Hi, Jen.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It's so great to touch base with you again and highlight something that to me is one of my favorite activities to support the Huntsman Cancer Institute. Also joining us is a real rock star, Allie Kirby. She is one of the youngest participants and one of the best fundraisers for Huntsman Cancer Foundation. She's 14. Allie, is that right?
Yes.
And I want to hear a little bit more, and we're going to talk about all the event dates and stuff. But tell me, Allie, how did you become a part of supporting the Huntsman Cancer Foundation? What inspired you?
In 2015, my uncle started riding the Huntsman 140 in honor of my grandpa, who was diagnosed that same year with multiple myeloma. He's done that each year all the way through 2019, and my family has been there to support him all the way through the finish line. And we are all very proud of all the money that he's raised. In 2019, when my grandma was diagnosed with brain cancer, glioblastoma, I also decided to start running. And so that's when I knew it was my turn to then take on the torch and continue the family tradition of raising money for Huntsman Cancer Institute.
Wow, Allie, my heart just melted right then. to think that at 12, you're not only aware of your grandfather's battle, but then your grandmother. So my heart is tender towards you. And what a motivational thing that you got involved at just that age. And here you are at 14. So we're going to talk a little bit more with you. And I appreciate you taking time to share that story with us. Jen, tell us more about the Sports Fest, because, Allie just talked about the big 140, right? So what does it look like this year?
Yeah, so we are really happy to be in person in the Huntsman Sports Fest. It is a run, a walk, and a ride for people just like Allie and her family to get together and celebrate and support and honor loved ones that are battling cancer, maybe have lost their battle to cancer, or even just people who are like, it's tied to a great cause and I love a good challenge. 140 miles is a unique ride. And then we also have down to 25 miles as well, but it's just a fun community event. What we have found, at least me and my role is in the events, is people want to do something. They want to do something that's tactile, and they want to have movement, forward movement. And this is a great event for people to jump on board and do what they can. They can walk 5 or 3 miles. They can ride 50. And that's kind of where it's really gotten its groundswell and momentum is in amazing people like the Kirby family.
Well, and Allie, how far are you going to run this year? Because there's different lengths, right? There's the 5K, and then there's the 10K trail, and there's the Kids Fun K. So what is your plan for this year?
I think this year I'm going to stick with the 5K and try and beat my previous times.
Do you want to tell me what your time is? I'm a former runner, kind of a walker runner now.
I want to say last year I did it in 39 minutes.
See, you are a rock star. Maybe if I run right behind you, I'll have more motivation.
Thank you.
But what I do love about that, Jen, is the variety. So you say people want to be participating. They want to be a part of making a difference. And coming together is going to be, I think, even more beautiful after what we've just been through in the last year. So no matter where our fitness level is, there's a place for us at the Sports Fest.
Yes, certainly. And we even have whole families that support the way they want. We have mom that rides and dad that runs, and some of the kids volunteer and grandparents. So, I mean, we have, it's a great, that's the best part, is it's for all families, all fitness levels, you know, just for the community. That's the point.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember what length my husband rode a couple years ago. I don't know that it was the 140, but what are the different cycling ride lengths again?
So we have the 140, we have the 100, the 75, the 50, and the 25.
See, there's lots of options.
Yeah, and we have e-bikes, people that are coming on e-bikes because it's not timed. It's all for fun and fitness and fundraising.
Mm-hmm. And the big date will be June 12th, Saturday. And where will the events be hosted? I know it's somewhere on the University of Utah campus, right?
Yep, in Fort Douglas, the beautiful, kind of gorgeous old Fort Douglas. It starts and finishes there.
Okay, so there's going to be a little bit of hills, right? A few hills?
Yeah. Everything with the University of Utah campus is all hills. But we do have, for the rides, is a very flat, once you get down off the hill, it's very flat, up, down in Antelope Island through northern, you know, North Salt Lake, you know, those areas. And then the run is as flat as we could make it.
Having done the Salt Lake Marathon, where we start way up high and then go all the way down. Woo, baby. Okay, but the 5K, where is the 10K trail?
So the 10K trail starts with the 5Kers at Fort Douglas, and then they actually go up behind, right by Red Butte Gardens, the Natural History Museum, on the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, and then do kind of a little loop and then back. So they have 2 miles on road and 4 miles on trail.
How beautiful is that? Wow.
It's gorgeous. I mean, just the perspective of seeing the whole valley, it's gorgeous.
Okay, Allie, I'm going to need another year, but then to get ready for the 10K trail. But I'm going to challenge Allie to do the 10K trail with me next year when she's 15. Will that work? Allie, talk to me about what it looks like with your family being involved. You mentioned your uncle kind of spearheaded it and did it for a few years. Tell me what it looks like for you. How many family members are there, and how do you guys mark the Sports Fest?
Well, there's me and my cousins and my aunts and my uncles, and then both my grandparents, and then my mom and my brother. We're just one big herd, and we travel like that and family trips. So when both my grandparents were both diagnosed with cancer, that hit all of us hard. So we knew that they couldn't fight on their own, so we fought as a family. So when I knew that I could then start supporting my grandparents and honoring them by running this race, and it was really cool because then I'm able to honor them in such a way and make sure that no one will have to go through what my grandparents have had to face by raising money for cancer research in hopes of finding a cure.
Mm. Last year, Allie, and this is the Kirby family, Allie Kirby we're talking to. Allie, last year you raised $4,200, and that was a virtual event. So did you just share the news with the people in your community, or how did you do that? Because I know a lot of people want to be able to be as effective as you, Allie.
Yeah. So I did, at the beginning of when I first started fundraising, which was back in November, before even I could sign up for the event, I was so excited to start fundraising. I went back to what I had done my first year, and I went around my neighborhood training route. I went door to door, and I would tell people my story, and I would ask if they wanted to support me. And then I would take a couple days off from doing that, and I would run the route. So I was able to raise a lot from doing that, and I was really proud of being able to do that.
Wow.
So I was able to do that last year, but then, of course, COVID hit. But my family, after my grandma had passed away, we held a yard sale, and all of the money that was raised went to Huntsman Cancer Institute. And Reagan from Huntsman Cancer Institute gave us some awesome card readers that were able to help us for people to scan their credit cards and have even more money go. And people thought it was so much fun because you tap it with your credit card and you hear a little ding, and they liked it so much that they tap it again.
Wow. That's stunning, Allie, those card readers. So I'm curious, Jen, is that something, if we can kind of work like Allie does, is that something we might, as community members, get access to?
Yeah, so as long as people let us know when they're doing their event, they're called dip jars, and they're awesome. It just, you set it for a certain amount, and they put it in, and it makes a cha-ching noise, like she kind of talked about, kind of like you're winning the lottery, which you kind of are for donating, so... It's really convenient, and the nice part is when we can apply those funds to certain types of cancer, as well as fundraising funds like we did for Allie.
Wow, that is amazing. So these are little card readers that someone like Allie or any of us can hold in our hands. People step up, they tap their card, and the money will go directly to Huntsman Cancer Foundation. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
What a wonderful world. Allie, I needed to also acknowledge the loss of your grandma. So a big virtual hug to you, because I know that is very difficult. You're so young, and yet you're already learning about the research. You know, when you talk to friends about what you're doing, and when you're, fundraising, what do you say about cancer research and why it's so important to you?
I tell them that they should always trust God in it, because He's got us, and that Huntsman Cancer Institute does an amazing work. They're not just a hospital, but they make you part of their family. They welcome you. One of my favorite things whenever I head up there with my grandpa for his treatment is the cart that goes around, and they have the little treats on it with the water bottles, and they don't just let you choose one off the cart, but they ask you how your day's going, and everyone's super friendly up there. And so when I get talking with my friends or other people, one thing that I like to do is I have a pop socket that I made, and it has my QR code that goes directly to my fundraising page, so that after I'm done telling them my story and why I fundraise for Huntsman Cancer Institute, then they can scan it and check out my page and hopefully donate.
A pop socket with your own QR code. Allie, I think you're going to be president of the United States at some point. So inspiring. And I'll share with you just, Allie, that I'm a cancer patient, and I'm still being treated and cared for at Huntsman Cancer Hospital. And every few months going in for my checkups and MRIs and biopsies and all of that. And so I do hope at some point I'll have a chance to wave and see you there. And my heart is also very touched by the researchers, because when people are driving up to Huntsman Cancer Hospital, on the left, it is the hospital. And on the right, you see, the physical Huntsman Cancer Institute. But there are bridges between the two locations. And it's so symbolic. Because in order to treat the patients to the best of their ability in the hospital, they've got to have the research arm on the right side. Jen, did I do an okay job talking about how those two are integrated and how important it is?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole purpose, is we wanted bench to bedside as quickly as we could get it. We have so many clinical trials going on, because we know that, we need to move faster than cancer does. And so, no, that's exactly right.
Yeah. I think I'm a part of three different clinical trials. I signed up for whatever I could do as a part of, we're all looking for solutions. And so when you have, you've heard about the goal to have a world without cancer, it's going to happen when we lean in and we play our part and support events like this. Talk to us about the Sports Fest. We kind of talked about the different events. We can sign up where?
HuntsmanSportsFest.com.
Okay, HuntsmanSportsFest.com. And how will it look this year because we're coming out of the pandemic? What will the participants be wearing, masks, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, so right now we are, it's all outdoors. Everything is outdoors, so we will be masked, and we'll have some barriers between our volunteers as well as our participants. Our check-in is touchless. We've tried everything we could working with the amazing folks at the U and the health department to try and make sure it's as safe as possible. People feel comfortable. We know everyone's on different spectrums with COVID comfortability, I guess is a good way to say it. And we want to make sure everyone feels comfortable. We also have a virtual option for some folks that are still compromised and don't feel comfortable joining in groups. So we have folks, participating in a 5K in Tooele. There's a whole family out there doing their own 5K. And so, still fully supported, run and ride. So not as much fanfare, but just the same support level.
I'm wondering, Jen, if you could also share with us, again, the information and where you can enroll is HuntsmanSportsFest.com. Allie, if anyone wants to help your team, what's your team name, or how can we find you at HuntsmanSportsFest.com?
My team name is Harding Heroes. Both of my grandparents, their last name is Harding, and I'm so proud of them, and they are the reason why I run. And so, of course, I had to name my team after them.
Ah, that's beautiful. Harding Heroes. We'll be watching for that. Jen, can you help us shine a light on some of the breakthroughs in the fight against cancer that has occurred because of events like this and donations like this?
Yes. So the magic of events like Huntsman Sports Fest is that we're able to take these funds and put them to the most innovative and risky ideas, things that won't be funded by, large groups, government funding, things like that, because they're not proven yet. So we're able to take these funds and put them directly to those ideas that just seem like a little off the wall, but could be this groundbreaking research. And we've seen that multiple times at Huntsman. We have found more familial cancer genes than any other facility in the world. The BRCA1, BRCA2, you hear that a lot because of Angelina Jolie. She was very public about having that gene mutation. And because she kind of publicized that, we actually found that here at Huntsman. And now because of that, we're seeing families get checked earlier because they knew grandma and our aunt had passed away of breast cancer. And now they're detecting new genes, knowing that these women or men sometimes will never get breast cancer. They're linking it to other types of cancer. Same with colon cancer. We were able to find this really aggressive form of colon cancer. And normally you get a colonoscopy at 40, but these families are getting colonoscopies now in their 20s and teens, finding these polyps. And once they're removed, they'll never get colon cancer. Their family will be dramatically improved by not dying in their 30s and 40s.
It is stunning. And you mentioned that, you know, when I was first diagnosed, one of the very first things they did is they asked about my family history. And then they sent me to the genetics department within Huntsman Cancer. And, you know, they took a sample and they sent it to the lab and they looked for the genes that were discovered by Huntsman Cancer Institute and other genes as well. So it really is applied to save lives and just extraordinary. So this event, the Huntsman Sports Fest, the goal is to raise more research funds so we can move this forward, right?
Exactly. I mean, we fund ideas and ideas turn to discoveries, and that is the whole purpose of this event.
Do you have a fundraising goal? I know Allie Kirby, who joined us from Harding Heroes, she's still here with us. Her goal is to raise $5,000 this year. Is there an overall fundraising goal for the Sports Fest itself?
There is $500,000 this year, and we're really excited that if we raise that much, we will pass our $5 million mark raised by this event, by Huntsman Sports Fest.
Wow, so that is key. Yeah, that's a really big milestone. Again, you want to. So how can we participate? If we wanted, you know, what's our first step?
So go to huntsmansportsfest.com. You can sign up there to run, to walk, to ride, to participate virtually. If you want to have a chess marathon at your house, you can do that virtually, anything you want. And as soon as you register, it also creates a fundraising page, and you can start right there.
Oh, it guides you right forward. And I understand that there might be some T-shirts handed out for those who sign up?
Yep, so we have T-shirts for everyone, and then we have fundraising levels. So there's a really awesome cycling jersey or running jersey. If you reach the $500 level at $1,000, there's another incentive to, you know, kind of sweeten the fact that you're putting kind of your where the rubber meets the road. You're putting your mouth where your dedication is. So
very, very good. And I wanted to also go back to Allie for just a sec. So will your family be running the 5K along with you, or are they, as Jen said earlier, Jen Morano is with us from the Huntsman Cancer Foundation. She runs the event. She explained that some families arrive at the Sports Fest and you've got dad on the cycle and mom on the trail, or, and, you know, kids are running, so they do different events. Allie, will your family be doing the 10K or the 5K together?
No, they will not, but they will definitely be there at the finish line and the starting line cheering me on.
Yeah, with Harding Hero T-shirts possibly, right?
Yeah.
Just looking for a way to be able to identify you. Well, this is a beautiful event, and I'm so excited that we have an opportunity as a station to tell people more about it. The Huntsman Sports Fest, and just underlying, Jen, I keep thinking about you know, you've got families like the Kirbys where cancer is a part of their day-to-day life and losses as well. And people all around the world wish that they had the opportunity to have a facility like Huntsman Cancer Hospital and Huntsman Cancer Institute in their backyard to help prevent and treat patients like the Hardings that Allie holds so dearly. And here we are in Utah, right? And the Huntsman Cancer Hospital is right here in our backyard, so we can support it with this event.
Yeah, no, there's so much impact that people don't realize. The participant is just as important as the researcher. We all play a role in fighting cancer.
And the last day to register for the Huntsman Sports Fest is when?
Wednesday, June 9th. Online registration closes. We won't be allowed to do in-person registration this year, so by June 9th, get registered.
Okay, so don't plan on arriving the same morning and getting registered. Make sure you register online by Wednesday, June 9th at HuntsmanSportsFest.com. Allie, it is such a pleasure and an honor to have had a chance to check in with you. How close are you to raising your $5,000 this year?
Right now, I'm at $700, so I still have a ways to go, but I got some strategies to help fundraise.
Okay. I like your optimism.
She's got a plan.
She's got a plan. She's got a QR code on her pop sockets and a card reader when the next event comes up. Allie Kirby, you can support her at Harding Heroes at online at HuntsmanSportsFest.com. Jen Marano, who is the events coordinator with the Huntsman Cancer Foundation. And Jen, if we want more information about the Sports Fest, the best place to go is where?
HuntsmanSportsFest.com. All the information's there.
All right. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.